American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
But we're just truly trying to distribute those funds as evenly as possible.
That's Chancy Hansen. She's the Director of Communications for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. She said the donations are coming in following the big wildfires in early March that devastated many ranchers.
Just within a few days of when the fire started, we set up the relief fund within the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation just because folks were wanting a place to send their money, kind of, a command center, so to speak, of, you know, how can I help, what can I do, and someone just to coordinate all those efforts. So we set up our relief fund, and we've had wonderful response. We totaled it up this morning, and we are approaching the $1 million mark. It was $952,000, so there's a lot of money, but that's really, compared to the amount of loss and how the economic impact of everything that's went on here in Oklahoma and then across the other regions where the fire took place, it's really not a lot.
But it's a great start, and it will help cattlemen and women in Oklahoma who suffered deep losses.
Yes, it's a great start. And so the application, it's basically an application process for those ranchers that have been affected by the fire to be able to receive part of that, those donations in the form of, you know, a check directly to them. So we're asking all ranchers that are in Oklahoma and have been affected by the fire to hop online
and go to okcattlemensfoundation.org. That's okcattlemensfoundation.org. And please note, you need to apply for assistance by May 1.
Hop on there, print off the application. You'll have to submit some other documents.
And those additional documents will state whether or not an operation has already received some help in money, services, or supplies.
But we're just truly trying to distribute those funds as evenly as possible and find those people that are most in need. For instance, there's been a lot of fencing supplies that have been actually donated and have already been are in the process of being distributed.
So if operations have just lost fence and they've already received some fencing supplies.
Yes, they may need some more assistance, but they've already received some. So we're just trying to evenly and fairly find those people that really, really need assistance.
That's Chancy Hansen with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. That website again is okcattlemensfoundation.org. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.